Հանգոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո, ամեն.
As I said last week and the week before, this entire Lenten season we're going to be learning about stewardship, fundraising for Americans. Stewardship, this idea of what it is, and correcting the misunderstanding that many of us have, myself included when I began this, the idea that stewardship means paying bills, making sure that we keep the lights on and the insurance and all these other things. That is not what stewardship is. But from the Christian perspective, stewardship is an invitation to people to participate in a spiritual mission and vision. And the three ways we do this is with time, talent, and treasure. Money, the last one, treasure. Last week we learned about this and how with our money we are able to help people. It's not so much keeping within budget, but rather acknowledging where our blessings come from, that they come from God. And second, allowing us to share those blessings with others. And this week we're going to learn about this idea, this week we're going to learn about stewardship of time. How to be good stewards of time. And this may be even more expensive than money. Because if we think about it, we donate to the church money that we know or we hope will come back to us one day. We'll make money again. We'll earn it later on. But stewardship of time, when we give time to God, that never comes back to us. When we donate our time to an organization, we don't get it added on to the end of our lives. And so stewardship of time is very, very important. The question then is, why do we give time to God? Why give time to God? The first reason, the easiest reason is, we may not have enough money. We may think in the world that we live, if we don't have enough money to give, we're going to volunteer our time. We're going to give our time to God. And this is a wonderful thing. The other thing is we may give all of our money to God, but we still want to give more because we believe in Him. We believe in the mission of the church. We believe in the vision that the church has. And so we want to make sure it becomes a reality in this earth. On this earth, and so we give even more to God, and we donate our time. But in reality, time is probably one of the most overlooked and underappreciated of all the stewardship items that we have, time, talent, and treasure. When we give time, we expect people to acknowledge our time that we give. But so often, because we all donate our time to God, so often people forget to thank someone else for their time. The truth is, our time is valuable. But if we really, really think about it and ask ourselves, my time is more valuable than your time. For sure. Exactly, for sure. Because when we go to someone, our time is valuable. But when we ask someone else for something, we always assume that they can do it. But when they come to us, well, I have this, I have this, I have this, and this. And so my time is more valuable than yours. It's a reality. It's really ego that speaks and pride that speaks than anything else. But in truth, God has given each of us enough time to achieve that which He has destined us for. All of us have a purpose in this life. All of us have a reason to be here. You may be called to become a priest. Or a servant. You may have been called to become a lawyer or a chef, whatever it may be. But we are called to do something so that His name is glorified in that. This is why why St. Paul writes, and he reminds us to use our time wisely, saying, "Be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise do, but as the wise, making the most of every day. Because these days are evil." Our church fathers and the Bible teach us the following truths about time. First, life is brief. When you're young, you think you have all the time in the world, and you can do whatever you want, and you can put it off until tomorrow. But in reality, tomorrow is not promised to us. All of us know people and have experienced the loss of someone in just one or two days. where 2 days ago they were healthy, and then the next day or the next day they are dead. This is the reality of life. Do not expect that tomorrow is promised you, but live today to its fullest. Second, our time does not belong to God. I'm sorry, it does not belong to us. It belongs to God. We may think it belongs to us, and we say that, but it's not ours. It has been given to us, and it is also asked back from us. And third, the way we use time shows our priorities. Shows our priorities. Where do we focus our time upon? What are we doing with our time? This shows what we think is truly important. As Christians, we're instructed to manage our time wisely. However, many of us don't do that. We waste our time. We waste our time not in hours, but in minutes. In minutes. And we do this very often through social media, right? As we were saying. What were they again?
Facebook,
TikTok. Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. What else is out there
Twitter.
I forgot that one. All these things. So we waste our time with this. And it's usually done not hours at a time, minute by minute by minute, and then we see that it's gone. Or we play games on our phones. There's lots of movement here now. Games on our phones, right? Or we gossip. Or we go shopping online. Or in the stores. Or we are busy and waste our time with worrying about things we cannot change. Or being afraid of things that are not real. When we do these things, it prevents us from doing what we are meant to do. When we do these things, it interrupts our spiritual journey to God. But it also makes our time seem like it's more precious. It makes our time seem more precious, and as a result, what do? As I said, we multitask. We think we can do many things at once. And how many times have we done this, or we've seen people do this? I don't know. We cook, right? We're cooking, and then we're also ironing, doing the laundry, talking on the phone, watching TV, writing a text, and cleaning the kitchen, all at the same time. And ultimately what happens? Something goes wrong. You end up, what was it?
Distraction.
You're distracted because you're not focused on one thing. This has happened to me many a time, unfortunately, where I am talking to someone on the phone and I'm writing a text to someone else, thinking I get two things done at once, and I write to the wrong person something totally different, and it's just a mess afterwards. This is what happens. We are not supposed to multitask. Humans are not created to multitask. We're created to focus on one thing and finish it. And we have God's example for this too. When God created the universe, He did not create everything in one day. He did one thing on Monday, one thing on Sunday, one thing on Monday, one thing on Tuesday, one thing on Wednesday. Individual things. And then it all came together at the end. As Christians, we're not supposed to do everything at once. And sometimes we have this complex as Christians thinking, especially Armenians. We think, oh, we can do everything. How many times have we seen a car that's broken and how many Armenians come around the car and start giving their opinion on how to fix it, right?
Even though they are not mechanics.
They are not mechanics either, or about anything, not just a car, but other things too, and they come and give their opinion, because we all think we know everything and we want to get it done right that second.
They know more than I do.
Well, this is true, but there are other things in chemistry, they may come and give you a reason or something, and you'll know more than that, right? But it really means that we have to take our time in doing things. We can't assume that everything's going to be done at once, and we can't try to do everything at once. And we do this also as stewards of God, the easiest way through volunteering. Volunteering our time. We do this on Sundays, Armenia Fest, and especially during luncheons. And these are all wonderful and great things to do. But the other ways to volunteer our time to God, in particular, is by praying, serving, and also participating in fellowship. This means making a phone call to someone that we don't usually speak with, giving our time to them, preparing a meal for someone who's hungry, visiting someone whom we have not seen for a long time, talking to someone who lives by themselves, and in reality praying for someone else. Because when we pray, if we are honest with ourselves, we pray for ourselves a lot and for things in our lives. And we hope everyone else prays for us too. But we don't spend a lot of time, hours even, praying for others. There's 168 hours in a week. And unfortunately, for many Christians, it takes a lot of effort to donate 2 of those hours on a Sunday to God. What do we do with the other 168 hours?
Waste.
Instagram for me. Right? So, when we do this, we also expand and grow the body of Christ, the church, the kingdom of heaven. This is what we are called to do. And I'm not saying we should all become monks and donate 168 hours of our life a week to God. But we should donate 168 hours of our life to God, not as a monk, but through service, through prayer, through helping his body grow. So as we continue through this Lenten season and prepare for this move that we're going to be making in only 4 weeks, 4 weeks away, and then we're moving to a new church, okay? In the next 4 weeks, I ask that we re-examine our time schedule. Re-examine who we are. What do we focus on? What do we do with our lives? And is there any way that we can give more time to God so that his name may be glorified forever? Amen.